Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Hannah and PJ with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Queensland Ballet has set an ambitious fundraising target of $1 million for its annual fundraising appeal, which is running today until 9 p.m. This year's funds will be allocated to the company's official training school, the Academy, which has involved almost 10,000 young dancers in its programs over the past decade. Head of the Academy's operations, Gabrielle Johnson, says that rising costs in the post-pandemic economy have created the need for a high fundraising target. She says the funding will support staff as well as contribute to production costs and bursary sums. Queensland Ballet Executive Director Dilshani Weerasinghe says the Academy is one of Queensland's strongest connections to the community and that it hopes to continue fostering local talent.
The Liberal government has proposed and passed new rules for Brisbane City Council meetings, pursuing a more modern workplace that would allow for less time in debate and more community outreach opportunities. The measures would impose more strict rules regarding when and for how long debate can take place, as well as time-specific restrictions for speakers. Labor opposition leader Jared Cassidy has described the new rules as an outrageous attempt to shut down democratic debate.
In national news, the CSIRO is urging Australians to record koala sightings in the Koala Spotter app to assist with building accurate population data for the species. CSIRO biologist Dr. Andrew Hopkins says citizen science apps are playing an important role in population counts, with a large percentage of data provided by families and children. Population data can help with conservation efforts for the marsupial species, which was listed as endangered in 3 states in February of 2022. The CSIRO is working to prepare the next population estimate, which is due in March 2025.
The federal government is calling for the public to provide suggestions as part of an upcoming review into their 2021 to 2031 disability strategy. The strategy establishes a framework for national policy to provide equity and justice for disabled Australians, with Minister for Social Services Amanda Rishworth saying the strategy is crucial to improving the lives of people with disability. Calls for public feedback follow the Albanese government's response to the Royal Commission into Abuse of People with Disability, which was slammed by leading national advocacy and support groups as lackluster and a failure for disabled Australians, with the updated strategy expected to release by the end of the year.
In international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has described a Ukrainian incursion into Russia's Kursk region as a large-scale provocation following military operations yesterday. The comments come after Putin met with senior defense and security officials to discuss growing Ukrainian action, with Russia accusing the Zelensky government of indiscriminate killing of civilians and shelling of non-military infrastructure as the war continues in Russia for its third year. Russia's claims are yet to be independently verified, with speculation that the incursion may be a counter-offensive to Russia's push into Donetsk. Ukrainian officials have not commented.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with possible showers. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
It's coming in just a few days.